The thing that I like about you, Bob, is when I have a problem with something like my iTunes library, I just assume, oh, I've got a problem with my iTunes library. I guess that's what I live with. And when you have a problem with your iTunes library, you actually picked up the telephone.
That's right.
Made words with your mouth hole. And you spoke to a living person who then heard your problems.
They're so helpful. They actually care. I just found a new bug. So here's the deal. Is I'm starting to go through my South by Southwest songs.
Yeah.
I've got like, 500 songs from artists who are playing South by Southwest. I, like you, will go through them all, star rate all of them, and then the ones that I high star rate, like 4 stars and something, mm-hmm. then I put them on my schedule and I go see them.
Right.
So once, if I'm home and I'm in the kitchen, so I have my phone as a remote controller for my iTunes.
Of course.
And then all I do is I push the button and say, Siri, rate this song. I won't say, hey, Siri, because that might trigger everybody's phone, as I just did. I say, Siri, rate this song 4 stars. It basically gives you an error and says, oh, I can't do that. Or I do it on my watch, and I say, rate the song.
Of course you do right. on your watch.
So I'm about to call them. Hey, Apple, you'll be hearing from me.
You know, I literally could write a book of all the stories like this where Bob Boylan got a yes, where everybody else got a no.
It goes back to toothpaste, doesn't it?
Yeah. It was an email, this like 8-paragraph screed you had written to Toms of Maine because you didn't like the way their toothpaste tubes, they needed to fix this problem.
Too, yeah.
But for some reason it came to me and I got a glimpse into the depraved mind of Bob Boylan. But I will say, you know, they don't make those toothpaste tubes like that anymore.
See?
Yeah.
Speak up. It's a democracy.
Let your voice be heard.
There are bigger issues than toothpaste and iTunes, and people are out there screaming about it, and that's all good things. But if you feel something, do it. Are we going to play music today?
Oh, you know, last week we had so much uplifting music, and this week I just have very sad songs.
I could play something that's for South By related.
All right, go for it.
A discovery last year at South By Southwest was a band called Valley Queen. Do you know Day Trotter, the great sessions that they do at Day Trotter? Well, they set up a house in Austin, and Sean from Day Trotter saw me and said, hey, we have a house, and we're recording bands for Day Trotter. Come by and see how we do it. And I came by, and there was this band playing, and they were called Valley Queen. Fell in love with them, invited them. They did a Tiny Desk concert. They still haven't put out an album, but they got an EP coming out just before South by Southwest, and I have one of the songs from that EP. And the song I'm going to play from Valley Queen is called Stars Align.
But there's a time that's moving on the spirit.
So let me ask you a question.
Let it ring.
Great song. What is this in your mind? We were having this discussion the other day about what's guitar rock. Was that a guitar rock song to you?
Of course it was.
Drums, guitar, bass, that's what makes it? Not so much for me. I mean, it's to me, it's like maybe when I hear like guitar rock, it's a guitar rock song. I think of like the White Stripes or Led Zeppelin or something, you know, where the guitar is so far out front. It's the guitar is the dominant thing.
Yeah.
And that's not the case with a song like this. I think it's the melody and the voice and this in the singer. It's just backed by, it's just, I would call it like almost pop music, like pop rock.
Wow. Neil Young, guitar rock?
Guitar rock. Guitar rock. Absolutely guitar rock. I'm hearing her voice in that. The guitar is necessary, but it's not so much so that I think, wow, that's a guitar rock song. Like the Black Keys, that's guitar rock to
me. I guess not getting too far afield here. Robin and I are arguing. We're fighting. We're hurling
you
objects.
You son of a... How dare you call that guitar rock?
There's a good deal of music now that is so based in laptop. It's based in loops. It's based in all sorts of things. And I think of this music as steeped and probably written on guitars. And so I think of it as guitar-based music, right? And that's so...
Yeah, maybe foundational or something, but the word guitar rock, I think of like, I don't know, Queen or something. Although, I mean, obviously...
Well, that was Valley Queen. So we're close.
Lots of exceptions to all the rules.
Yeah, indeed. So anyway, that's Valley Queen. The group is... The song is called Stars Align. Natalie Carroll's is the... lead singer there. She wrote to just tell us, her and her bandmate Sean co-wrote this song as a love letter to writing music and live performance. Live music is the modern day sanctuary for many of us, and certainly the grounding force in my own life. She says, this song bows to music's power should we choose to surrender, to shift us out of the mundane into the stars. Stars Align comes from the new EP from Valley Queen. It's called Destroyer EP, and it comes out March 10th.
She reminded me a lot of Heartless Bastards, the singer in Heartless Bastards, that band, Erica Winterstrom.
Do you remember? I hear that.
Yeah, totally reminded me of that. Well, you know, last week I had all this great uplifting music from Milk and Jessica Hoop, and you had some. And today I have this crushingly sad song, and there's no other way to talk about this to like give it a wink or something. I mean, it is just undeniably heartbreaking song. It comes from Mount Erie, the project of Phil Elverum. His wife died last summer in July of pancreatic cancer, and they had a young daughter together. Phil Elverum was trying to cope with the loss, and he decided to pour his grief into his music, and he has a new record coming out called A Crow Looked at Me, and the whole record is him pouring his heart out, and it's about his journey seeking some form of healing after such a tremendous loss. And he's put out one song from it so far. The song is called Real Death. It's the opening cut, and the words are everything in this song, Real Death, from Mount Erie.
Death is real. Someone's there and then they're not. And it's not for singing about. It's not for making into art. When real death enters the house, all poetry is dumb. When I walk in to the room where you were and look the emptiness instead, all fails. My knees fail, my brain fails, words fail. Crusted with tears, catatonic and raw, I go downstairs and outside and you still get mail. A week after you died, a package with your name on it came, and inside was a gift for our daughter you had ordered in secret and collapsed there on the front steps. I wailed. A backpack for when she goes to school a couple years from now. You were thinking ahead to a future you must have known deep down would not include you. Though you clawed at the cliff you were sliding down, being swallowed into a silence that's bottomless and real. It's dumb, and I don't want to learn anything. I love you.
That backpack story, she orders his wife ordered before she passed away, orders a backpack for their daughter, knowing full well that.
Yeah, he says a week after you died, a package with your name came, and inside was a gift for a daughter you had ordered in secret. And collapsed there on the front steps, I wailed. A backpack for when she goes to school a couple of years from now. You were thinking ahead to a future you must have known deep down would not include you. Phil Elverum, when he released this song, he also released a lengthy explanation for... Sorry, the song kills me. A lengthy explanation for why he decided to be so honest and reveal so much in these
so
songs.
So public.
And, yeah, so publicly. And you can read more about that on our website. Basically, he just wants to shout to the world that he loved her. And this record from Mount Erie called A Crow Looked at Me is out on March 24th.
Well, then. How about this? Because I can't follow this and you can't follow this. Let's bring in somebody else. Because he's never done the show before either.
Yeah,
let's put him in the hot seat and see how he does.
Well, first of all, he just pushed open the door to the studio like it was a hot knife through butter.
So,
which nobody does. These doors are famously impossible to open.
Put on those headphones, Andrew Flanagan, and welcome to All Songs Considered. You are about to follow the most sad song we've maybe ever put on the show, and so it's going to be your job, because I can't do it. I know,
no.
And Robin certainly can't do it. You're going to take us out of our misery.
No pressure.
So Andrew Flanagan has just started here at NPR Music. He is one of our new music editors. So welcome to NPR Music, too, Andrew.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited.
What do you want to play? You shared a song with us that you were loving.
This is by a guy, Nick Hakim, who I've discovered a couple years ago. He put out this song, The Light, which is on the first part of two EPs. It was just a very slow, beautiful soul song.
What do you mean the first part of two EPs?
There was Where Will We Go Part 1 and Where Will We Go Part 2. The Light was, to me, the standout track off both of them, and he didn't really blow up as much as I was expecting him to in the interim. But he spent the last 3 years working as a bike messenger in Brooklyn, recording his debut LP.
Not while he was... on the bike. Yeah.
Possibly.
Okay.
This song that we're going to play, he actually wrote on the train from D.C. to Brooklyn.
That would be far.
Yeah, exactly. And the core of the song is his first vocal take, which he did in his bedroom. He cites Madlib and RZA as kind of production influences, which you can hear clearly in the kind of the old photograph sound of the song.
Cool. What's it called?
It's called Bet She Looks Like You.
Feel alive.
Hey, Robin, I think Andrew actually picked a good song.
You know, what it made me think of is The Clocks, She Looks a Lot Like You. Do you know that? Do you remember the song? She looks a lot like you, The Clocks.
I really wish I had a video of you doing the head thing that you did. Can you describe that?
She looks a lot like... Here, put... Came out in 1980, early 80s. Do you remember this song?
Oh, yeah, that sounds exactly the same.
Yeah. Well, I only thought of it because of the name. She looks a lot like you. She looks a lot like you.
Wow.
Bet she looks a lot like...
We just took the show down.
You know, I'm new here.
They played the Elks Lodge.
Do you ever
Lodge.
Think of being a co-host, Andrew?
The Clocks in 1984 played our homecoming dance in Abilene, Kansas at the Elks Lodge.
Oh, my god!
The whole town, you know, 6,000 people in town. And they played that hit song and everyone went crazy. But in my mind, all I was thinking about is they had to know it was over at that point. They're playing the Elks Lodge in Abilene, Kansas for the homecoming dance.
I imagine everybody in the town was at that show.
Yeah. Wow. Pretty much, yeah. Anyway, we digress. Yeah, that was a great song. Great song. Nick Hakim.
Thank you, Andrew Flanagan.
Thank you for having me.
And
we expect great things out of you in the coming weeks and months and
years.
He's
one for one, man.
Well, if not, I'm out of here.
Yeah. That's a sweet ride, Andrew.
That's in the contract if you haven't read. It's right next to the brown M&Ms.
One bad song wreck and hit the door.
Yeah, and you're out of here, my friend.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Excuse me. I need my afternoon bump.
I know. What do you got? You're prepping for something to boost your energy to play a song.
You know what? I have one that's not really sad. It's from Missy Elliott because it like if there was one bright spot in all of last week, it was that Missy Elliott released a new song. You know, she largely disappeared after her 2005 record, The Cookbook, and we found out later that she was battling a thyroid condition. And she made the surprise appearance after being out of the public's eye for a decade. She made the surprise appearance at the Super Bowl in 2015, then released a new song later that year, and then again, nothing for a while. Now she's back with another new song. She popped up on other people's work over the past year and a half, but now back with her own song. It's called I'm Better. It features the rapper Lamb, and it's just another great cut from Missy Elliott. I want to play I'm Better.
I'ma start it from the bottom. I'll show you how to flip a dollar. I got food in my dining room. I'm better, I'm better, I'm better. It's another day, another chance. I wake up, I wanna dance. So as long as I got my friends, I'm better, I'm better, I'm better. I'ma start it from the bottom. I'll show you how to flip a dollar. I got food in my dining room. I'm better, I'm better, I'm better. It's another day, another chance. I wake up, I wanna dance. So as long as I got my friends, I'm better, I'm better, I'm better.
He say I'm hot, I'm so fuego. Pull up on him in my vehicle. He say I'm pretty, you must be from Brazil, it must be from Mexico. Roll up on him in my Latin book. Jump out like skirt, yeah, bro. You need a chick like me to make you wanna leave them at the bars, you know, narrow. Yeah, he got bands in the bando. Missy got dudes in Orlando. Plus, I got cars that he paying for. Man, I be too much to handle. Watch what I do when I get up on you. Poppy Petro in my room and zoom in the pool. He watching my body like he watch a scandal. But I'm just here with my girls.
I'ma start it from the bottom. I'll show you how to flip a dollar. I got food in my dining room. I'm better, I'm better, I'm better. It's another day, another chance. I wake up, I wanna dance. So as long as I got my friends, I'm better, I'm better, I'm better.
Missy so hot, I'm from VEA. The car that I drive be Ferrari. My clique is so thick in the buzz, they be hollering and whistling at me like, damn, babe. Man, I'm 3,000, I'm 100. Yo, Missy talk big, I'm so gluttony. Bruce Lee on the beat, I don't compete with none of these geeks. I just rent like I'm cotton, yeah. Yeah, he got bands in the band, though. Missy got dudes in Orlando. And I be driving cars he's paying for. He say I'm too much on my handful. Hey, 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 hey. He watching my body like he watch a scandal, but I'm just here with my girls.
I'ma start it from the bottom. I'll show you how to flip a dollar. I got food in my dining room. I'm better. It's another day, another chance. I wake up, I wanna dance. So as long as I got my friends, I'm better.
Brand new flow when I ride. DJ, bring that back. You ain't never heard a track like that. Shit might slap, booty go clap. Roll up in the beans. Looking like a teen stack. When I rock, make it bop in my car and it bang, bang, bang like go blah, blah, blah. Yeah, he got bands in the bando. Missy got dudes in Orlando. Buying me bags and new shoes and new clothes and everything I know that he paying for. Yeah, he be hooking me up. Yeah, he be hooking me up. Watch what I do when I get up on you, Papi Pedro. Room is zooming.
I'ma start it from the bottom. I'll show you how to flip a dollar. I got food in my dining room. I'm better. It's another day, another chance. I wake up, I wanna dance. So as long as I got my friends, I'm better.
Great production.
Yeah, this, one of the things that I love most about Missy Elliott, and she's probably my favorite rapper, is that all of her flow, her rhymes, her whole vibe, everything is just so sly. It's just so smooth. It's like perfectly finessed, perfectly understated, and she can express so much power and swagger without being, you know, over the top with everything. It's like she can completely take control of everything with just the slightest little turn of a phrase. And, you know, the production, of course, in that, it was all of that was so restrained and spare, but very powerful. Love her. Missy Elliott, the new song that she released last week, I'm Better, and that was featured Lamb. And I really hope she does come out with a new full-length record this year. It's been a long time coming, and it's great to have her back.
I'm going to do the polar opposite. I've got a congregational choir here.
Okay.
So there's...
I was trying to think what the opposite of that would be, certainly something pretty thick.
So there's Young Fathers. You know, Young Fathers are a Scottish band who I really like and brought them to the Tiny Desk, and they just captivate me. There's something very, very punky about their hip-hop flair. Do you know the movie Trainspotting?
Oh,
came
sure.
out about 20 years ago, right?
They're doing a sequel.
Right. And at the heart of that sequel is the music of Young Fathers. And at the heart of this music of Young Fathers in this movie is this song I'm going to play. The song I'm just going to play, it's called Only God Knows. And it features the Leith Congressional Choir.
All I got though. The life that I'm leading, I know the lies and the reasons. I know what's going down in this evening, but only God knows the time that I'm leaving.
Love Young Fathers.
That's Noah, our intern. He heard the song and he just had it.
My turn. So, like you said, very punkish. They're known for a sort of hip hop sound, but in fact, their most recent record had a sticker on it. It was called White Man or Black Man Too, and had a sticker that said, "Do not sort this into the hip hop section." And I think it's because they don't want to be pigeonholed because of being black. And they kind of sound to me a little bit like if TV on the Radio started over back in 2004.
I hear
funny,
that.
Funny, yeah. As I was listening, I was like, this is sort of TV on the Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and their songs are, they can be sinister, but they're also celebrations too, which I think is really cool.
Young Fathers have 6 songs in the new Danny Boyle Trainspotting movie, 20 years after the fact. There's a new movie coming out.
Did you
out.
Actually see the first
one? I did. It. I actually really liked
it. It's a real,
movie.
It's a very sweet, charming, pick-me-up, feel-good hit of the season. Yeah.
About heroin.
Yeah,
users
heroin
PS,
addiction, yeah.
And despair.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, did
speaking
Noah,
of despair.
Noah, did you get it out of your system? Do you feel better now?
Oh, I'm good. I could go the rest of the day and not say a word.
Okay.
All right.
We'd appreciate that. Thanks. Thanks, man.
You're very welcome.
I can't help it. Just being a jerk is just so, it's like, it's just in my bones.
I know.
I don't even have to think
about
it.
We're almost out of time.
No. Oh, right. Sorry. So, totally shifting gears again. This is music from A Winged Victory for the Solen.
Solen.
S-U-L-L-E-N. Solen.
And do it again.
What did I say?
Solen.
Solen.
I think it's like Sullen.
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 Yeah. You don't say Michael Sullivan.
Michael Sullivan? Michael Sullivan.
Yeah, that's it.
So, I'll try. A Winged... totally shifting gears again. This is music from A Winged Victory for the Solen. Did I say that right?
You did okay. Keep going.
Okay. Anyway, Dustin O'Halloran and Adam Brianbaum Wiltsey. Dustin is a composer. He's a pianist. And Adam is known for his ambient work with the band Stars of the Lid. You know, last night in the D.C. metro area, it snowed. And I wake up early. I leave the house by 6:45. I'm just about the only car on the road. And I'm driving through this blanket of snow. It's totally quiet out. And I'm on the road. And this song came up. And it was just the perfect soundtrack for me driving through. I kind of go through a little woodsy area to get here.
So now you know how. Folks, you can follow Robin Hilton literally.
6:45. I'll see you on
leaving
the road.
Virginia.
Yeah. This song is called Metro Part 3 from A Winged Victory for the Solen.
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 Solen. Solen. There are few things in life that are as wonderful as driving in the car with the music cranked. It makes me want to go back to this morning. This song from Winged Victory for the Solon is also from a soundtrack, like your Trainspotting 2 soundtrack that you just played a cut from. It's from a film called Iris that just came out. It's a French film that is actually billed as a thriller, but it, obviously I don't know anything else about the movie, but it must be a very moody thriller.
Hoping they have snow.
Yeah, snow in it. That would be appropriate. You know, scoring for picture, for film, I've done a little bit of it, and it can really be the worst thing in the world, right? I mean, it's like you're sent back to do revisions constantly. Nobody can articulate what it is that they want exactly. They'll just know it when they hear it, you know, that sort of thing. And so about writing the soundtrack for this movie, the two guys in A Winged Victory for the Solon say that it was not for, that the process was not for anyone with a fragile ego. They say, and this is a quote, they say, "The more we were able to let go and see the music as something that just happens, like a process, not a quality, the more we were able to reach a place that sounded like us. It was as if we were making our first record all over again, except being filtered through another language littered with dead metaphors." So it's like you take somebody else's vision, right? And they're saying they want you to realize their vision for them with your music. And you know, somewhere you have to come to some sort of an agreement. You usually end up with something completely different than what either of you imagined. Yeah, but anyway, Winged Victory for the Solon from the... Solon from the... You know I'm from Kansas, right? I have...
No,
I do
it's
have
an issue.
I have worked so hard to squash the way I pronounce other words, you know, like egg instead of egg,
yeah,
or
no.
Measure instead of measure.
You really talk funny.
You've done a better job of getting rid of your accent.
Oh, my God. It intimidated the hell out of losing my New York accent when I moved from Brooklyn to Bethesda.
Did you have to work at it, or it just sort of happened?
Well, I didn't speak for a couple of years, and then when I did finally speak, it was in a Maryland accent. And all of the R's that I had suppressed all my life in New York. All of those R's came out in Washington, where there is absolutely no R. They just started appearing.
Yeah.
That's how it worked.
Yeah.
I'm going to take us out on Sampha.
Oh, yeah.
You know Sampha. He's worked with Drake and Kanye West and Solange and Jesse Ware. The song that I've fallen in love with is probably not like any of those songs that I've mentioned that he's worked with, but he's a British singer. This song is really about being in love with the piano that he grew up with when he was just 3 years old. Sampha has a new album coming on February 3rd. This is a single. It's called No One Knows Me Like the Piano.
Oh.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it is great.
I have been watching all of the Tiny Desk submissions. Not all. Well, I'll do that
again.
Well,
we again. Got like 3,000 just in the last 24 hours that the contest was open.
My eyes have been glazing, and it's been beautiful. The quality this year, just in terms of talent, is even upped more than last year, and last year was pretty darn good. So it's very exciting.
Well, when you get down to the last 100,000 so or however many, turn them over to me and I'll start doing my small part as one of the judges.
Deal.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
What do we get, like 6,000 or so this time?
Easily, yeah. Plus.
Yeah.
Plus. Great. Here comes Sampha, parentheses, No One Knows Me, close parentheses, Like the Piano.
I have it here. I'm just getting the little rainbow wheel that we were talking about at the beginning of the
thing,
show.
See, yeah.
Oh, this is so annoying.
Dear iTunes.
Yeah.
Mother's home. You would show me I had something some people call a soul. And you drive sky. Oh, you arrived when I was 3 years old. No one knows me like the piano in my mother's home. I knew we couldn't cope. They said that is her time, no tears inside. I kept the feelings close. Home.